Last night I was going through Uniformity with God's Will by St. Alphonsus Liguori, and in that there's a story about a monk who is just happy with everything that God sends his way, because he sees everything in his life as though it's coming from the hands of God, and he just accepts it because this is God's will. And one of the things that stood out to me is this monk says, prosperity does not affect him because it comes from God, and adversity does not affect him because it comes from God. And in both situations, he's happy because he's accepting everything coming from the hands of God. Now, I'm okay with half of that message. I'm okay with the prosperity coming my way. What about you? But I get a little bit more hesitant when it comes to the adversity part and recognizing it as though God and His providence has allowed it. So I recognize there's a hesitancy within me to suffer. That's really called effeminacy. You know, we have this reluctance to suffer for the good. And we got to get rid of that, because Jesus suffered for the good, didn't he? He died on the cross for the good, to save us. And so we are to be like Jesus. So on prosperity or adversity, we should always be able to say, thy will be done. So last night I realized there's a little bit of hesitancy within my heart. So I knelt before a statue that we have, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I just said, Lord, thy will be done. In good times and bad, thy will be done. I accept all coming from your hands, whether it be prosperity or adversity. And I was hesitant even to say that because I was like, I don't want the adversity part. But I said it nonetheless, and then I went to bed. And then in the middle of the night, one of the children woke up, and our oldest was by our bed saying, one of our younger children are crying in the basement and they need assistance. So it was about three in the morning, and I got up, and as I walked to the edge of the stairs, I fell. I fell all the way down the stairs, and I reached out behind me and I flipped back my wrist and I sprained it pretty badly. And I'm lying there on the ground. I woke up Janelle. I woke up some of the other kids, and I'm lying there on the ground. I got a sprained wrist, and right away I thought of that prayer. In adversity or in prosperity, I accept all is coming from the hands of God. So right away, I had this opportunity to practice what I prayed. Have you ever prayed a prayer with all sincerity from the heart and you felt a great consolation, and then after that it just seems like life gets harder? That's how I felt. Like life just got harder after I did something I thought that was good. Lord, into your hands I give everything. But St. Alphonsus points out that the adversity has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. And we may not always understand it in the moment. Like, I didn't understand. Why did I have a sprained wrist? Now I can't do the work that I want to do. Maybe a day or so, I'm sure I'm okay. But why? Well, out here right now, I'm on some land, and we hope to live here one day. So I'm out here clearing the trees because perhaps in the future a house will go here, and we don't know when, but I'm working towards that. So I cut down all these trees behind me, and the thing about the trees in Saskatchewan is if you look at the cut line and you look down, you see the rings. The rings on the tree are caused by two things. Number one, in the summer there's explosive growth, and that's the white wood on the rings of the tree. But then you'll notice the darker ring that differentiates itself from the light wood. And that dark ring is very thin, and it's formed during the winter. And it's the interesting thing about this. If I was a tree and I would thought about the winter, I'm like, God, why are you allowing this winter? It's not very comfortable. My leaves have fallen off. I don't look very good. It doesn't look like I'm accomplishing my purpose. I look rather ugly right now, like this. But the winter's so important for the trees in this province, because if you didn't have the winter, the dark ring would not form, and it's the dark ring that gives the tree its strength, not the white one. And so if you remove the winter, you remove the dark ring, and you remove all its strength. So perhaps this is why God allows adversity in our life sometimes, to form that dark ring, to form character, to give us an opportunity to grow in virtue. Why did I slip down the stairs and sprain my wrist? I don't know. But I just have to make a decision of trust to say, God, you're forming the dark ring in my life to give me strength so that I could be a better disciple for you. Do you got some dark rings in your life? God is doing something, and he's working all things out for you, for your good. Friends, thanks for watching.